Welcome to the Washington Defender Broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble. Let's dive into the public square today. Today we're talking about the Constitution of the State of Washington, and we are in Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution, personal rights. Now, when you think of personal rights, what are the things that you think of? And have those rights been challenged in the past years or so? I mean, would those rights have been challenged during the COVID response? Did we have any rights during the times of lockdowns that we experienced here in Washington State? Well, let's read our Constitution and see what rights we have. And those rights, we believe, are from the Supreme Ruler, which was in the preamble. So, Section 3, personal rights. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. Let me read that again to you. Section 3, personal rights. No person shall be deprived of life. I wonder where we are on the abortion issue. If life starts at conception, which it does, should a person be deprived of life without due process of the law? Interesting. Liberty, our freedoms, COVID lockdowns. Should we be deprived of our liberty without due process of the law? Now, I know some will outrageously say, well, the governor had the right to do that. He had the authority to lock us down, to keep us from going out into the public, because it was a national crisis and it was a public health safety event. Okay, but in Section 3, it's very clear. Personal rights. No person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of the law. When they shut down our Olympia during the time of the COVID response, when they didn't allow us to go before a judge or made us use Zoom for those kind of things, was the due process of the law taken into effect? And we have the right to provide for our families and for our for those around us. And when we are locked down and can't work, are we deprived of life then and freedom? No person shall be deprived of property without due process of the law. So I love our Constitution because in the state of Washington, it's a very solid Constitution that we have. And I just want you to be aware of what it says, that although there may be governor mandates and there may be things that when there's a health crisis that they are able to do, the question is it the right thing to do? See, when we look at documents, one of the things is to notice the corners of the documents. What is at the top of the document is the most important part of the document. So before we get to what the governor has the right to do in a health crisis, we have at the very beginning that he's supposed to filter what he's supposed to do or she's supposed to do it through Section 3, personal rights. So I hope that helps as we look at the public square. If you're new to Family Policy Institute of Washington, I encourage you to download the Washington Defender app at the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. You can also check us out at fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. God bless. Let's go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square.